Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. This week, I chose to investigate a resident of the Homer area whose origins seem mysterious and unknown, but who makes their presence almost impossible to ignore. The ring-necked pheasant, scientific name Phasianus colchicus, stands out against the sparse wintry backdrop. Males are distinctive, with bright red around their faces, green heads, copper bodies, and of course their namesake white neckband and long pointy tail feathers. Females are mottled brown with black spots and can be tricky to tell apart from the female spruce grouse. Males stake out their territory in early spring to court females, followed by nesting, with incubation lasting about 22 to 27 days. They gravitate towards grasslands, hayfields, woodland edges, and brushy areas. Females lay clutches of 7 to 15 eggs, which explains why in the summer you can often see hens followed by a parade of tiny birds, hurrying from one sheltered tuft of grasses to another. The ring-necked pheasant was introduced to Oregon from Shanghai in the 1880s for hunting. By the 1930s, the birds became well established in their now naturalized range in the U.S., from the interior west, the northern Great Plains, the Midwest, and the Atlantic coast. Hunters seem to have fully embraced the non-native bird, as it has become a staple game bird in the lower 48. While the introduction of the birds into the United States is known, how they took hold in the Kachemak Bay area is a little less clear. A report from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, titled Game Transplants to Alaska, notes the first introduction of these birds to the state in 1934, with attempts all around the state continuing into the 1940s, the closest geographically being in the Cooper Landing area. The report lists all of those introductions as unsuccessful, with zero birds remaining. This report is a 2009 redraft of data originally from 1973. My research yielded lots of regurgitation of the sentiment that there has not been a successful introduction of pheasants to Alaska, while the loud neighborhood turf battles of these flashy birds indicates otherwise. In the annual Christmas bird counts for the Audubon Society, these pheasants first started being documented in the Homer area in 1984 and became a regular appearance in the annual counts starting in 1990. While pheasants originate from China and were introduced to Alaska from the lower 48 for hunting, it seems Alaskans have generally accepted the birds as naturalized. This doesn't necessarily mean they are embraced, as my conversation with Homerites have yielded varied opinions. Some are bothered by the loud squabbles and crows of the rooster pheasants, while others appreciate their goofy behavior and beautiful appearance. Pheasants are known to harass other birds and even engage in brood parasitism, which is when they lay their eggs in the nests of similar ground nesting birds. This can lead to nest abandonment by the host bird after a pheasant egg hatches, thinking the rest of her own eggs aren't viable. I didn't find confirmation of this happening in our neck of the woods, but the native spruce grouse and ptarmigan both nest in the ground and would be likely victims of this parasitism. Whether you are a fan of these glamorous chickens or not, keeping an eye and an ear out for them can provide some welcome wintertime entertainment. This is Maya Nabipour, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.